We on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. Let us start from the beginning of a sugya. It's around 10 lines from the bottom. Ki ho de Rabbi Abba bar Shumnei v'Rab Menashe bar Yirmiya midifti have a komiftari me'adodi amavro de nar yufti. These two amayroim am zech gezegend on a bridge of Nahar Yufti. Amru, so when they separated, Amru kol chad minon leima milse de lo shmiya lechavre. Each one should say over a maimer that the chaver did not know yet, is not aware of. The oma mori baravune lo yifter odem echaveri ela miteich dvar aloche shemiteich kach zeichoi. The Mephoshim learned this is a mesugel duke oif and how to remember aloche. It's a dramatic time when two friends part. So the things which are mentioned then are engraved in one's memory. So memele, this is a mesugel duke zman to say over a new aloche and we'll remember it. Pasach chad va'oma heichi domi shosui v'heichi domi shika. We had learned before aloche shosui al yispalo v'mispalo tfilosai tfile. A person who had indulged in drinking, he's not permitted to daven, but if he daven, that is a shame tfile. Shiker al yispalo v'mispalo tfilosai tayevo. So when does he, till when is he considered a shosui and when is he considered a shiker? Heichi domi shosui v'heichi domi shiker. So the Gemara says as follows: Shosui kol sheyochel ledaber lifnei hamelech. Kolzman is able to be medaber lifnei hamelech, so he has a shame shosui. Shike kol sheein neyochel ledaber lifnei hamelech. Posach idoch v'oma. Then the other amoyre said a different maima. Hamarzik benichse ager. A person had the opportunity that he was in the vicinity of a ger that was nifter. No, a ger that is nifter, so there's a klal, kol amarzik benechos of zochaboy. A ger doesn't have yorshim. So memele, this is a golden opportunity. The ger was nifter, the nechosim ahefker, and he made a chazoke benichse a ger. And all of a sudden, he was zoiche to possess a lot of money. Ma yase v'yiskaimu biyodoy. What should he do to ensure that this new wealth that he acquired, it should remain by him? What is the problem? So Rashi says, midi ditmiyehi. This is a pesach, tamua dekizach, v'tove bo inshi. And people start talking and wondering, l'fishibo loy b'lo yegiya. All of a sudden, he became a millionaire overnight. L'fichoch. So therefore, this person is susceptible to an ayin hara. Ain miskaimen. So this wealth will not remain with him. Im loy al yedei mitzvah. He has to do something to ensure that this wealth should remain by him. So ma yase v'yiskaimu biyodoy. Yikach behem sefer teire b'miktsosom. So with a chelik of this money, he should purchase a sefer teire. U'bischar eilu yiskaimu acherim biyodoy. And in the schar of the sefer teire, so the Sefer Torah will be megan on the rest of the money, and it will be niskayim. We had mentioned before Pesach that Teres Chaim says, Tafka Sefer Torah. Tzedakah is not sufficient. Tzedakah is a mitzvah that is done once. And that will not ensure that the nechosim will remain intact. A Sefer Torah is a mitzvah that one keseder is mekayim mitzvahs with the kriyas ha-sefer. So these tmidiyistike mitzvahs will be megan that the rest of the nechosim will remain by him. Amar Rav Sheshes, afilu baal benichse ishtoi. Afilu baal benichse ishtoi, that means before we were speaking about a tremendous wealth, amachzik benichse ager. All what the ger had possessed, he took over. Afilu baal benichse ishtoi, Rashi says, boi lemevet buhu milset. Mitzvah. He has to do a mitzvah benichse ishtoi. The milse, the tavu, bo inshinami, people also look at that. Baal benichse ishtoi only has a schus achilas peiris. It's not in gans and his. it's not such a modern zach. People get married to someone that's wealthy. But v'sholta bu'ayna bishe, also, it's susceptible to an ayin hore. So therefore, again, with the chelik, with the chelik of the nechosim, he should purchase a sefer Torah. Rove omar afilu ovad iski v'rovach. Afilu, he made a good deal, he made a business. V'rovach, and he acquired profit. So that's also susceptible to an ayin hore. And again, he should buy a sefer Torah with a chelik of the money. Rav Popo Amar Afilu Motza Metzia. Amar Rav Nachman Ba Yitzchok Afilu Kosov Buhu Tfilin. Afilu Kosov Buhu Tfilin. So Rashi says, Nami Mikhaimu Biyodai. So Rashi learns Rav Nachman Ba Yitzchok is telling us that what we had said till now, that Yikach Behem Sefer Torah, it is not necessary to purchase a Sefer Torah. A filler will purchase tefillin that will also be megan that the nechosim will remain by him. But Omar Rav Chonin v'itayme Rav Chanine, Maikro, where do we see this from a posik? Dechsiv v'ayida Yisrael neder. From this we see this yesod. So what does it say in the posik? The posik says that Klal Yisrael made a neder. Im nosein tite nesa'om azeh biyodi, v'acharamti es oreihem. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Maikro, bal yedei do ovad bohu mitzveh mekaimi biyode, t'chsi v'ayida Yisrael, v'acharamti loshen hegdish. V'ayidei kach nishmo tfilosom v'noflu biyodom. This pasuk is not speaking about an inyan of hagone from an ayin hore. This is a different inyan. They had captured it was Amalekim, it was just like Kananim. They captured the Shvi and Shvuya and Klal Yisrael made an eder that if they will be successful in the Mulchome, they'll be magdish the Orim which these Knanim live in. That was the neder. Be'emesin, they went out on a Mulchome. The Mulchome involved, it was a sakona to go to a Mulchome. A Mulchome is a dangerous affair. And they wanted to take Nekome from what the Knanim had done. So they said that if there'll be Matzliach, im nosa in titein es oma zeh biyodi, this is, that means if we'll be menatzeach in the Milchome. So one of the successes of the Milchome will be that they'll be able to take over the Orim. So they'll be magdish the Orim bachramti zalosh and hegdish, they'll be magdish the Orim ligavoya. So we see from here, that means even though the tachlis of the Milchome was not to only be magdish the Orim. There was a Mulchome. But since a chelik of the te'elis of this Mulchome will eventually come out to hegdish gavoya, that means gavoya will gain benefit from the nitzachin of the Mulchome. So the whole Mulchome has a shame tzeirich gavoya. That means the miktsas is making alakel. If a chelik of this mulchama will bring out hegdish gavoya, so it's considered the whole mulchama is a tzeirech gavoya, and therefore Klal Yisrael is assured nishmot filosam v'navlu biyodam, because the nitzachin, this is a chelik of the nitzachin that'll come out hegdish gavoya. So the same thing, if a person finds a metziah, if a person is machzik benichsei ager, and a poil yoytze from this kinyan is a tzairich gavoya, so we consider that the whole inyan was a tzairich gavoya. Achelik melamed umegin alakel. So therefore this is, so it's called tzolche gavoya, and tzolche gavoya is not shoylet ayin hora. This is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Marsha learns, so Be'etzim, the Yisod, the Gemara is, teaching us how one should protect oneself from an ayin hara when he's zoiche to a shefa broch in the chosim. The Marsha learns a different pshat in the Gemara. The Marsha says as follows. Al yachshoiv ha'odom. A person should never think ki ha'oisha yavoiloi mitoich chochmosoi v'charitzusoi. A person should never think if he did a pu'ula, ovad iske verovach, or he passed by and he noticed that the ger was geisusing and he stayed there and that's how he was zoiche to take over the nichsei ger. He should never think that the hatzloche came about mitoich chochmosoi v'charitzusoi. No, it's min ha'shamayim. Ki mimenu akol. Everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, one should, when any revach a person makes, to be chaykik b'zichroinoi, that this is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, is he should give a chaylik of this revach l'Hashem, l'hoyreis ki mimenu hakel. He should, it's a limud for himself, that this is vakel, this whole revach that came to me is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, And that is why he gives a chelik of this revach ligavoya. And the Marsha explains that when Klal Yisrael went out lemulchama, he says there was a amrav. It wasn't a psazoye psarabim biyad ma'atin. There was an amrav. Now, piderech hateva, one could very well calculate that Klal Yisrael would win. He didn't need nisim. That Klal Yisrael should win. But Klal Yisrael, when they went to Mulchama, they were not toile. Their hatzloche will be b'derech hateva. They were toile ki mi itoy hakoil, af hateva. And that is pshat in the loshen of the posik, the kefal loshen. Im nosoin. Even though al pi derech hateva, it's nosoin that will be zoiche to conquer the knanim, aber titein. It's not nosain, it's titain, the Rabbeinu Shaloylam, ato titain, kimi itcha akel, and therefore vahachamti. So since I'm toile everything, biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, li yisloy lezikorin, shekol ma sheyeshloy, meita yisborach, and even the smallest revach, motza metziyev. And the Marsha grad learns pshat, Rav Nachman by Yitzrak, omar afilu kosav, bu tfilin, it's a hemshech, afilu, he wrote tfilin. And the Gemara says, Kaisvi Tulin the Mezuzahs don't make good pardose. Va'af al pikein. So even the small revach that he made, he should also be toila, this is miyodei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be mafresh ha'chelik lezikorin kemi ito yakil. Omar Rami Barab. Derech mil v'shine koshuhu mefigin es hayayin. We learned before, ashosui al yispalu. How is one able to rid himself of the effects that the wine had on him? So there's two ways on him. Either derech mil, he should walk a distance of a mil, or v'shine koshu, or he should sleep a little bit, and that's mefigin es hayayin, that is mefig the koyach of the yai. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravua, Loishonu Ela Sheshoso Kedei Revis. That is Dafke, if the maximum amount that he had drunk was a Revis. So a Revis, Terechmil Vishi, or Shinekoshu is Mayfig the Yain. Avul Shoso Yoisem a Revis, but what if he drank more than a Revis? Is kolshkein shederech terdosoi vishino mishakarto. So then, it will not have a beneficial effect on him. Now the teirach haderech and the hashko vishino, that when he falls asleep, so fakir, that will aggravate the shikris, and it'll be more mevulbul. Rashi says, vishine kolshu oizu oizu. One of the two is sufficient. Zok de Gemara weiter. Bederech mil mefigo hayayim. Frag de Gemara, that way, a mil alone is sufficient to be mafig the koyach hayayin. For sign, you now we go to a long mice, and at the end of the mice, the Gemara is going to ask the kasha on this halach. But let's first go into the mice. Mice berabim Gamliel shoyareichev ala chamer. Gamliel was riding on a chamer, boyo mahalach me akay leksiv. He was going from akay leksiv. Vahoya Rabbi Eloi mahalach achav. Rabbi Eloi didn't have a chamer, he was walking after him. Motzo gluskin baderech. Now they're walking on the derech, and they see some breads. Oma Eloi Eloi. So Gamliel told Rabbi Eloi, two gluskin min aderech. You should pick up these breads. Later we'll see in the Gemara that the reason was because ein aviren ala oichlen. One is not permitted to pass by and see that oichlem abaderech, since they are abaderech, it's olu that they'll be stepped on and they'll be nisbaze, and the one has to be chayish of kvoid oichlem. One is not mevaze oichlem, so he should pick it up to avoid that the oichlem should not become nisbaze v'nidras. Motza nochi echot. So now he's schlepping along. Rabbi Loi is schlepping these breads. Motza nochi echot. They find a goy, and while they're walking, they see a goy. Omaloi, some Gamliel tells this goy, Margoy, tu gluskin aloi meiloi. Take these breads, take them for yourself. Nitva aloi Rabbi Loi. Now, so this is very interesting to Rabbi Loi. He calls the goy by his name. He knows him. So he started, so Rabbi Loi, he started speaking to this goy. Omaloi meheichonato. Where do you come from? Omaloi meayore shel bulgini. I come from the meayore shel bulgini. The Ben Yehuda explains why all of a sudden did he want to know where he comes from. Because it was very modern. He didn't know what pshat this mavgoi. How did he know his name? So he thought maybe he came from a shtot mavgoi. Maybe there's such a shtot. And he recognized from the way he was dressed, from the way he walked, that he's a mavgoy. Azoivi, the Zukta Ben Yehuda, Meruftam, Dubrisker, the Rishalmi, he called them the mavgoy, you can tell from a mavgoy. So he wanted to know where he comes from, maybe this is a place, mavgoy. So he told them, comes from Ayori Shalburgen. So Al-Kochach, that what he called the mavgoy is not because he comes from a place that's called mavgoy. Umashimcha. What's your name? Mavgoy Shmeini. So he tells them, my name is Mavgoy. Okay, that's my name. Meiridik. So yes, then, Klumi Kircha Ram Gamliel Meyoilim. Do you ever meet up with Ram Gamliel? Omaloi Lav. He told them, no. I never met the man. So the Gemara Ba'isa Shalom Mavno Shekivin Ram Gamliel Beruach HaKadosh. So how did Ram Gamliel know that his name was Mavgoy? So Gamliel was Machaven Beruach HaKodesh. Poshet Vaistachois, Magi and the Meiri says he was Machaven Beruach HaKodesh means that he had to think about it. It wasn't that the Psazoi flashed on the screen. It was Pshat, it was Machaven Beruach HaKodesh, it was Machaven to think what his name was. It was Machaven Beruach HaKodesh, and he was Zeichet to they were Megala, his name is Mavgoy. You have to know why was it so wichtig for him to know his name. That's a Pesashtikol Ha'oredo. It was Mechavim Beruach HaKodesh, the Nidkat HaPesbesis was to trachten to figure out what this guy's name was. Lulei Divrei HaToisvis, I thought perhaps we could say, Toisvis has a problem over here. He gave a present to a goy. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds an Aveda Zori, not allowed to give Leis Echonim, Leis Itul Hem Matnas Chinim, not allowed to give a present to a goy. There's an Issa Deraisa. How was he allowed to give him? There's only one case when one is allowed to give a goy a present, if it's Makiroi. That means if he knows him, so then the present is not really a present. That means if I know him, and I'm giving him some emele, he'll give me back, so it's kemoicheloi. The present is a means of getting something from the goy. But here it wasn't makiroi. It means it's a fremde goy. It could be that Ram Gamliel Take wanted to get something from the goy, so you have to be a makiroi. Calling him by his name, that gufe shafs epis a kirov of makiroi, in the gufe it shafs a closeness. The Chazaynish writes in an ode that, the Chazaynish writes in Igeres HaKodesh, dan hoge between ish ve ishtoy, so he says, lefomim his yachsus bekovoid vecherdas derech eretz mare chesoren kirov. That means, Samazay speaking, husband to wife, ear and thus, it's covet, but it's not, it's covet amol is the hepech of kirov. Mare chesoren covet vecherdas derech eretz mare chesoren kirov. That means if we call him, sir, come here, I want to give you something, that's derech eretz, that's covet. But there's no closeness. Calling him by his first name, that's a pesazoi. It seems, it shaps a kirov. God, it's very interesting that Aguda Rabbonim get the letters that Moshe Scherer sent to the senators and to the congressmen. It's very interesting. Each letter, dear Bill, dear John, Megeitzach Azoi with the first name. That's a kirov. That's a non-kite. One to the other. Could be he wanted to make him makiroi. He sees he knows his name, he's calling him by his name. He wanted something in return. So in order to break the ice, in order to make it makiroi, he called him by his name. Could be that gufe was the tachlis of calling him by his name. Uskiven beruach hakodesh. Ushloisha dvorim lamadnu ba'isasha. And from this maise, we learn our three halachas. Halacha number one, lomadnu she'ein maviren al oichel. He had told Rabbi Loi to pick up the gluskin, so you're not allowed to pass over oichel. Ve'lomadnu she'holchin achrei roiv oivrei drochem. That you go bosa roiv oivrei drochem. We'll see exactly Rashi what this is. Ve'lomadnu Shechemtzoi shal nochi acher ha-pesach mutar bahano. Now let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Zogt Rashi, Nitpa loy rabbi loy niskare veitzol anochi. He got close to this guy. Mav goy shmani kach shmi. Ein ma'avirin ala oichlen. Ha-moitzi oichlen baderech einei rashoir laver aleim. Is not permitted to pass them by. Ulanicham sham, to leave them there. He has to pick it up. Shaholchen achrei roiv oivrei drochem. Midloi shoro leile rabbi loi lemachlinu. The shaila is, he told them to pick it up, but it seems he did not permit him that he should eat it. Dachzekinu becheskas piton shel nochi. He held that it has a halacha of pas nochi, she roiv oivrei drochem nochem. Roiv oivrei drochem nochem. The chiddush that you go bus a roiv oivrei drochem, Rav Yosef says a vort, I'd like to elaborate 1 minute on the vort, that the emison it could be in this area from Akoy to Kziv, roiv of the people living in this shtet were Yidin. And since roiv of the people were in this shtet were Yidin, so if we would count now the breads that were baked, the breads were not baked on the derech. The breads were baked in this shtet. So let us say for practical purposes that there were 20 bakeries in this shtet, and 19 out of the 20 bakeries were Yiddish bakeries. There was one Goyish bakery over there. Now, the bread that we find in the Derech, this came from one of these 20 bakeries. If we're not speaking about bakeries, we're speaking about that a Goy himself baked it, or the Yidim themselves baked it, a Mokoponim out of the 1,000 people who baked bread, 900 were Yiddish people that baked bread. So lachayre, there'd be a mock, and zicher the bread is coming from this shtet, from Akko Tikziv, it's coming from here. So memele, this should be similar to, just like the aloch of Teisha Chanois, and Tisha Moichesh Basa Shchutav Achas Mecheres Basa Nevele, and you find a piece of meat, so the meat is zicher coming from one of the 10 stores, and it's pirish from the kavua, so I assume that it came from the kosher store. So since the this bread came from one of the 20 bakeries, so mistum, it comes from the Roy bakery. So l'chayra, we should be permitted to assume that it's a kosher bread. But the Gemara says there's a new thing. You can't take the stores into consideration because that means, because we know that this bread came from an oiver derech. So that means you have to cheshben now with the oivrei drochim. You can't cheshben with the stores. That means, because even though roiv of the stores and roiv of the pass from the shtot is a kosher pass, but you can, that if you would be in the shtot, and I'll find in the street in the shtot, I can assume it's kosher bread. But since I'm finding this on the highway, so you have to make a census who goes on the highway. On the highway, you have 9 out of 10 travelers on the highway are going. So memeila, so now you cannot use the roiv of the shtot. You have to be done in the hilchei derech. Who are roiv oivrei derech? So since roiv oivrei derech, are goyim, so memeila you have to assume that it's a goyish bread, and therefore it's also al tpas aku. Rab Reuven in a note brings down such a svore that there was once a shaila. They found a behemoth that had mayim b'moyach. There was some liquid in the moyach, and the shaila was if it was treif or wasn't treif. So he brings that to me from a tvu shoyer. So here you can't use the cheshbon roiv behemis einom treifis. You have, there's a new category over here. There's a category of behemoths that have mayim b'moyach. Do you have such a cheshbon that roiv behemoths that have mayim b'moyach are kosher, are not treifer? You can't cheshbon with roiv behemoths of the world because this is a new category. This is a new suit. This is a behemoth that yesh lo mayim b'moyach. So I have to see behemoths that have mayim b'moyach. Is there such a roiv of these behemoths? So memela we have over here, this came from oivrei derech. You can't cheshbon with the shtot. That in the shtot, roiv of the bakers were Yiddish a baker. Roiv of the pitas in the shtot were kosher a pitas. And this came from the shtot. But since I know on the derech it came from oivrei derech, so memela, so I have to assume that it is pasaku. So mamela, that's why pasaku be not allowed to eat. That's the second aloch. And the third aloch is shechemtzei shel nochi she'achar ha'pesach. This was, we'll see in Tosfos, this is right after Pesach. Is mutter bahano kegoin hoche the ike toives hano lenochi. That means he's deriving benefit from this chometz. That's what he gave. This mavgoi, he gave him the gluskin. So, he's deriving benefit from it. The goy will be indebted to him. So memela, so that's called, he's deriving benefit from chometz. Now, if chometz shel akum would be also bahano after Pesach, so he wouldn't be allowed to give it to this goy because he's deriving benefit from it. So we see from that what he said to give it to the goy, and that what he did not permit Rabbi Lloyd to eat it. So we see two halachas, that you go basaroiv, that you assume that it's a goy's chometz, and that it's a goy's pass, and therefore it's also bachila. And leidach gisa, that chometz shalakum shavah over Pesach is muta bahano. Let us see Tosfos. Shekivein rabam gamliel beruach hakodesh. So Tosfos says, afa pi shoyo shem ze rogel beumis. Kedemrine beperek sheni demakis. This wasn't a rare name. This was a common name. Tamon Omrin, the Gemara says in Malkis, Shem Nosif, Shem married Dina, and Mav Goy Gozar, and the other Goy that didn't marry Dina, he has to be mal himself. Mikomokim Choshev Lei Kavone Beruach HaKadosh. Even though it was a common name, but to call him and to hit it, on to hit the nail on the head, to be Mechavan his name, that's called Kivne Beruach HaKadosh. Vehi Desayf Yevomish Omale Yofi Kivanto, Sha'aye Shmi Kach Koiren Oysoi Be'iri, Loi Shekiven Oysoi Ish Beruach HaKadosh, So there, the Kriyas Hashem was not Muchach, that it was Ruach HaKodesh. He was stronger like a lion, so he called him an Aryeh. But here, it was called Kivin Beruach HaKodesh. Shaholchin Acha Roiv Oivrei Drochem, Kedepirish Bekunteretz, Midoloi Shori Lei Lerabi Loi Lemachlinu. Why? Why wasn't he matter for Rabbi Loi to eat these breads? Darzekinu becheskas piton shel nochem. Because he was marzik that it was pasaku. Sheroiv oivrei drochem nochem. Roiv oivrei drochem a nochem. Deim oyinu toilem bishel Yisrael. If we would have been toilem bishel Yisrael, hoyemuta. So if it would be Toilah B'Shal Yisrael, it would be Mutter. So why did he ask? He says, you go Basarai B'Evri Droch. Frektach Toisves, Afal Pi, Sha'acher HaPesach, Hoyo B'Somuch. It was right after Pesach. So, Efshe Fakert, if it's a Yid, it's Zicha Osa. Because it's Chomet Shavuot over Pesach. And if it's a Goy, so it's also Basar Bachila. So where do you see that you go Basaroyt? So Taisva says, the Yisrael Yeshloima Da'acher HaPesach Nas. So Taisva says, even though it was right after Pesach, but Taisva makes an Akimte, not speaking about, a minute after this man, it's speaking about that there was time that had passed by, that the Yidden were able to bake bread. So Memele, if I would declare that it's a Yid, it would be Mutter Bachila. So why is it also Bachila? Al Kochoch, because there's a Roiv that say that it's a Goyz. The Marsha, there's a you say this like a Marsha here. He says Taisus made an Akimte. Taisus made an Akimte that it is speaking about that there was time for kosher bread to be made. So the Mela, so now we have a kasher, so why can't you eat it? So kochoch, because there's roiv akum. Roiv, you go bas roiv roiv reidrochem. Frek the Marsha, let us say fakir. Let us say, Yesh lik dagdik bidivreim. De eime de kushtu, kiven de samach, acha pesach hoye, in litlois acha pesach nas. Let us say, Taisus knew when it's speaking about. Let us say that this is speaking about 20 minutes after Meitzoi Pesach. In litlois acha pesach nas. Velav mishum de yinu toilem bi Yisroel hoye muta, muchach lo deroib, oivrei drochim nochim. Could be a bachila. It's also unroiv because manim shechiv. It's a yid. It's tichas. It's chomet shavu lo bepesach. If it's a goyz, it's also also bachila. So could be from the isar achila. You don't see anything. It's tichas bachila. Aye, what's pshat in the gemara? The gemara says shmami na yigor bosa roiv oivrei oirech and roiv oivrei oirech are goyim. Because he says it's mutabah no. He says it's mutabano, so memela, that's the problem. If it's a yid, so it's chomet shavu lo pesach, it'll be also bano. If it's a goyis, it's mutabano. So maybe that's pshat in the gemara. So vector marshoa kasha, how did Taisvis know? Taisvis made a ganza kimta. It is speaking about that it's 5 hours after this month. And they could have baked new bread already. And why is it also bachila? Because you go basaroyiv. Let us say it's speaking about, it's a half an hour after this man, and it's, and from the isar achila you don't see anything, but the ray is, it's mutabanos, akocha, because you're toiler. Because you tell because Roy Vagoyim, so therefore you tell that it's Chomet Shonochi. That's the Marsha's Kasha. The Marsha says two terutzim, and the second terutz is brought down the Haloche, the Magen Avraham, it's in Tov Mem Tes, the Dogum of Vove, they bring down this Marsha. So the Marsha says, I'm already keteretz. So the Marsha says that if the Shaila is why it's Mutter Bahano, is it a Yidz or a Goyis? So the Marsha says, Chomet Sh'Overol V'Pesach is also Midarabona. So Memeila, if I have a Sofik, if it's Chomet Shal Akum, is it Mutabano or Osabano? You have a Sofik, is it Chomet Shal Akum or Chomet Shal Yisrael? So the whole thing is only, and if it's Chomet Shal Yisrael, so it's Osabano. If it's Osabano Midarabona. If it's Chomet Shal Akum, it's Mutabano. So why do you need a roiv oivrei oirech hagoyim? I feel it be machtze al machtze. I feel it be half and half would also be mutter bahano. Because of it, the rabbon on the hokel. If I see chomet, and I don't know it's chomet shall Yisrael, chomet shall akum, you'll have to ever know from it. That's what the Marsha says. And this is brought down la halochi. This is the moiridik negeya. When you go into you go into a store, into a supermarket, and then there's chametz there, and let's say the warehouse belongs to Yidden, the store belongs to Goyim. So memeila, then you have problems. So the shaila is, now I see some chametz over here. Is this chametz shel Akum, is this chametz shel Yisrael? So kaponim, it's mutabano. Thus, that's halacha number one. We see from this marsha, asofik ashokul, it's mutabano. Sofik, and this the Mishnah Berurah brings down la'alocha also, that chomet she'overol over Pesach, it's a sofik, is it chomet shel Akum, chomet shel Yisrael, it's muta barno, sofik the rabbon alog. What about achila? Is it muta b'achila? So the Chok Yaakov brings a raya from our Taisves that it's muta b'achila. Why? Because Taisves says as follows. The im ho you toys is the kasha. What's the raya you go basaroiv? What is the raya you go basaroiv? Maybe you don't go basaroiv. No, it's also because maybe it's chomet shel Yisrael. Maybe it's chomet shel Yisrael. So what toys is means to ask? So if it's chomet shel Yisrael, it's also bachila. It's chomet shel Akum, it's also bachila. So what's the raya? That you go basaroiv, it's also bachila stamazoi, because whatever it is, it's also bachila. So what does Taisva say? No. Dim oyinu toilim b'shal Yisrael. Hoyamuta. If I'd have a suffix, is it chomet shal Yisrael, she'over all of a Pesach? Is it chomet shal Yisrael that was baked after Pesach? It would be muta. So Taisva says, Taisva is machadish it's speaking about, that there was time for ye to bake it. Fine. About this weiter Sofik, was this baked after Pesach? Was this baked in Pesach? And Taisvis weiß doch eis, on this Sofik Gufe, I would say it's Mutter. On this Sofik Gufe, I would say it's Mutter, and the whole reason it's also Bachila, that means in Taisvis weiß doch eis, without this Din Roiv, I'd be allowed to eat it. Maybe it's a Yid, and it was it was chomet she'overol over Pesach. So Taisva says, yesh loy me da'achar ha'Pesach nasa. What's the guarantee? So the Chok Yaakov says, you see from Taisva that it's sofik chomet she'overol over Pesach, sofik that it's not overol over Pesach, it was baked after Pesach. You also could be mekel, afilu by achila, you also say sofik the rabbon alohok. That's how the Chok Yaakov paskins. That's meiridik negeya. So that means, according to the Chok Yaakov, there's a multitude of achayim that hold like this, it's not like a bach, that so if a person has a sofik, is this chomet she'overol over Pesach, is it not chomet she'overol over Pesach, says that in a sofik, the rabbon on the hokel, and one is permitted to eat it. That's what the Chok Yaakov brings a raya from this thesis. So that was the case over here. The case was over here that there was time that this bread could have been baked after Pesach. So Memele, if I declare it's a Yid, I'd be permitted to eat it. So the whole reason, and according to the Marsha now, and Afilu, according to the Chok Yaakov, Afilu would be a Goyis, I'd also be permitted to eat it now. I mean, this is Vaitar HaSofik Darabono. So the whole reason we're not allowed to eat it, because there's a roiv. Because roiv oivrei derech ha-goyim, so I have to assume that it fell from a goy. So my mail, it's also al pas akum. Bulo madnu, shechem tzoi shel akum achara pesach mutabano. Well, how do you know that chemtzei shel akum is mutabano? Midenos noy la'akum. Since he told him to give it to the goy, dike toives ano da akum kideperish bekuntres. This virale da osobano. If you would say that chomit shel akum is osobano, hoyoloi lesser misofik, so then he should not be permitted to give it to the goy, the shema be pesach nas, maybe it's chomet shel akum sha'ova olova pesach. So here Taisva says a yesod. Now let us understand this Taisva. Taisva says, if chomet shel akum sha'ova olova pesach would be osa bano, so he would not be allowed to give it, he would not be allowed to derive benefit from this chomet, because maybe it's chomet sha'ova olova pesach. Aye, maybe it was baked after Pesach. So l'chayre, this taisus is a stira to the previous taisus. The previous taisus says that if I wouldn't have a roiv, that's a goyis, and I would assume it's from a yid, I would say it's mutter because I would assume that it was baked after Pesach. I would be toile it was baked after Pesach. And here taisus says, if I know it's a goyis and I have a suffix was a bake before Pesach, after Pesach, it would be also the Shema be Pesach nas. The Masha Muchetzich Meter Kashi, but the Achroinim say a poshet the teretz on the Masha's Kashi. The Achroinim say as follows, that the Gemara says, V'lo madnu shechem tzoy shal akum achre ha-Pesach mutabano. We see chomet shal akum achre ha-Pesach is mutabano. Weißt du, there's a shaila if chomet shal akum achre ha-Pesach is osabano. Now, what are the tzodei ha-shaila? There are two svores why chomet sha'over all of ha-Pesach is osabano. There's one svore, and that's how we paskin la'aloche, that really, chomet sha'over olov pesach is muta bachila, muta bano. There's nothing wrong with it. It's ois pesach, and it's muta. The reason it's osa bachila and it's osa bano is because we cancel the yid. The yid should have gotten rid of the chomets and pesach. He didn't get rid of the chomets, so therefore we cancel them. It was Evan Bal Yiro, he didn't get rid of the chomets, so mamela we cancel them that after pesach it's osa bachila bano. That is the emesis for la loche why chomet sha'over olov ha-pesach is osa bano, and this is an issa de rabbonim. According to this svore, fashteitze chomet shal akum sha'over olov ha-pesach is icha muta ba'achila bano, because the guy was an oiver bal yiro. But there's a man de yomar in psochim, a tana that holds that there are three psukim. One pasuk says that chomet lefnei ha-pesach is osa bano, one pasuk says that chomet in pesach is osa bano, and one pasuk says that chomet sha'over olov ha-pesach is osa bano. According to this Tane, chometz shai shel akum, shai shel Yisrael is osur bahano min ha-Torah. So, Memele, if we would hold that chometz shel akum she'ovar olav ha-Pesach is osur bahano min ha-Torah, if I wouldn't say it's mutter, if it would be osur, it would be osur min ha-Torah. So then if I would have a suffix, was this before Pesach, or was it baked in Pesach or after Pesach? I would say suffix the Raisa Lechumre. So that means if it would be Osabano Chomet Shalakim Yosemina Torah, then Hoyoloi Lesel Mi Suffix, the Shema Be Pesach Nase. But since I hold that it's Mutter, so that's why, because this is only Alts Knas, therefore, chomet sha'over olov ha-pesach of a goy is safely baked it in Pesach, it's also mutter b'ano. Vim toima, v'hayech nosen Rabban Gamliel. How is Rabban Gamliel permitted to give to this goy? V'dorish Rab Yudah b'sefer kamad avi d'zore, loy sechonim, loy sitim lem matnas chinam. They're allowed to give a matnas chinam. V'av agav dola akum ha-makirei shori afil Rab Yehudah. even though a guy that you're close with, you're allowed to give. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Makminik Rabbi Yehuda, he does shleich adam yarech la'akum b'psochem b'perikol shor. B'sanya b'tersef to the hishchenoi mutam neishu kemoi choyloi. Then it's not considered a maton, it's considered an investment. You're giving him this, you'll eventually get back something else from him. Mikomakim hocha amrinish lehoya makiri ram gamlil miyolam. This wasn't makiri. Never knew him, he never recognized him. There's nothing to expect from him. So how was he allowed to give it to him? The yesh loimas. And this kasha Taisa says two terutz. The shema loisava lo ram gamlil hoda Rabbi Yehuda. Ram gamlil does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds he's allowed to give a matnas chinam to a goy. Kveg asks a geshmake kasha. If that is the terutz, so the Gemara should have said, Shmami nami Ram Gamliel Dalit. We just learned a new aloche that he holds you allowed to give a matnas chinam to a goy. That's Taisvis Teretz. Inami, kivin shohoyo ha'akum mislavi mo'am b'der. Since the akum was mechaber himself to them, shori, the choshev kemoichela, he's going together with them, so eventually they'll need him and they'll benefit from him. So how are you allowed to give aniyei akum? It's not starkei sholem. So what's Taisvus kasha? Inami shori mishum darkei sholem. What's the kasha and what's the teretz? So the Masha says a beautiful pshat in Taisvus. The Masha says as follows. Taisvus the Havmina learned in the Mishneh that this halacha is this Barais is telling us two halachas. Halacha number one is telling us what one should do. One should give to aniyei akum. Why should one give? Oh, that is best as nicht zu tun mit sein Geld. No, you should give. Neidake shalom. So it's telling us why you should give. But this is in the Havamina learned, it's not telling me why I'm permitted to give. It's just telling me why I should give. You should give because dake shalom. But Tais Vesel is a new shayla. How am I permitted to give the goy? There's an iser of matnas chinam loisachonim. So Tais says, no, darkei sholem is not only a reason why to give, it is a heter because of darkei sholem I'm permitted to give. Because if I'm going to end up with sholem, it's kemoichei loy. Lemaisa, I'm getting something from the darkei sholem. That would, I want to have tzaris with the goy. That what the guy is going to be cooperative with me, so that's kemoichei loy. So darkei sholem is not only a chiyuv, it's a matir also. Inami shori mishum darkei sholem. Not is chayiv al darkei sholem, it's mutter also al darkei sholem. Kivin shegi, zik to gemara vayte. Kivin shegi l'kziv, when they came to kziv, bo echad lishoyl al nidrei. That someone came, Rabbi Gamliel's coming to Ksiv, and Odom Godel, Yen Era Neder, no, the opportunity doesn't knock too often. So he came to Rabbi Gamliel, he wants to be Shail on his Neder. Omar Lezeh Sheimoy, so Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Loi, Shosinu Revis Yain Eitalki, tell me, did we drink a Revis? Omar Loihen, he told him yes. In Cain, oh, if I drank a Revis, I can't be Mataneda. Yitayil Achreinu, so this person should come with us, Ad Sheyefig Yofig Yenein. Till the, will be Mefig the Yain. So very Geshmakis, Fasemis, if Fasemis asks, he asked him, Ashayla, did we drink a Revis? Yenei asked him, how did Mataneda? So he said, oh, if not, they drink a Revis. Tekis Fasemis, I mean, this is Nagay, forget about Shailas Nuchas Nadorim. You have to make a Brocha Chayin. You don't have to make a Brocha Chayin. I mean, the Shaila was Nagay and not, this person was not the one that was Meirah the Shaila. He himself had to know that he drink a Revis, he has to make an Alagef. And if he didn't drink a Revis, he doesn't make an Alagef. So Svasemis wants to say as follows, so could be, will be a Raya, that Gamliel holds, as a Machloikas Apoiskim, if on a Maloy Lugmov you make a Brocha Chayin. Taisis is Mesupik. So he says, if we'll say, I'm Gamli holds out, I'm Maloy Lugmov, you make a Brocha Chayin, it's Gevaldik, so it's Brocha, I'm Maloy Lugmov, he's Zichet drank. But the Shaila was, did he drink a Revis? That was the Shaila. That's what he wants to say, which is not such a posher to Teretz, we're going into a big blot, I'm Achleikis, Sarishoinim, if one makes an Ala Geffen. The second Oifin, the Svas Emes wants to say, is that maybe he was betoy chasude, so he didn't have to make a bracha chayne. Tainet the svasem is yain betoy chasude is not mishaka. So memele, so that can't be, because yain betoy so memele there would be a problem if he drank a reviz. Now this din that yain betoy chasude is not mishaka, lachayre the makayr of this is a Yerushalmi. The Goyin in Simen Tofai in Gimel brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says the halacha is that ben kais rishon l'sheni one is not permitted to drink wine. Ben sheni l'shlishi one is permitted to drink wine. So the Yerushalmi says why? So the Yerushalmi says that the iser of shtiyas yayin is a chiyuv to be mesapa b'tzias mitzrayim kol alayla. So the fate will be mishaker nishtaker. So ben kais rishon l'sheni will be mishaker. Yayin b'soy chasude is not mishaka. So mamela, that is the makoya. That's why ben sheni l'shlishi one is permitted to drink. Because it's yayin b'soy chasude. So yayin b'soy chasude is not mishaka. That, the emerson, is the makoya to this halach. So that's as far as emerson is kasha l'chere. That, so it's b'soy chasude, so there's no problem, it's not mishaka. Le'idach gise, there's a Gemara in Krisus, Gemara in Beye. The Gemara says, after Sudas Yontif, the Rav didn't paskin. After Sudas Yontif, he said, come the next day. He didn't paskin because he drank wine in the Sudas, so he said, after the Sudas, he didn't paskin. So, Lachaira, you have to understand, how do these two halachas stim? Here it says that Yayin B'Seicha Sudas not Mishakir. And here it says that Rav didn't paskin after Sudas Yontif. So lechayre, the chilek is as follows. Lechayre, the chilek is that if you have to be misaper the Haggadah, al tzipper Haggadah, afilu, his mind is not 100% clear, aber he's not shikah, that means the wine won't be detrimental, that he won't be able to be misapa the hagod. That's yayin shebesoy chasud is not mishaka. Aber to paskin a aloche, there a person has to have a moiradike klori cup. Yayin besoy chasud, mishaka hin ish mishaka, aber kaponim klor is this nit. So lechayre, that's the chilek. That's why Rab didn't want to paskin after the sudas yontif. And if the Yerushalmi says, ben kai sheni l'shlishi, you're allowed to drink. Yayin b'seicha, yayin is not mishaka. So l'cheire, it matters what we need. If we only need sippel, so the yayin will not be megarei, the koyach of sippel. But if you need hayro, one can't pass it. So l'cheire, so this would be a gishmak eteretz on the Sfas Emes. That's okay, the stack is speaking about it was b'soy chasud, and even though yayin b'soy chasud is not mishaka, it's only not mishaka l'gabi chiyiv hagode, but l'gabi hiro, it is mishaka. Beisach nishklo, this l'chayra would be psaneitze. It's very unclear, the Magen Avraham and Simen Tzadik Tes brings down yayin b'soy chasud, l'gabi tvila, yayin b'soy chasud is not mishaka, then he brings this gemore that the Rav didn't pass, and it's very unclear what the Magen Avraham seems to be saying. But the Aruch HaShulchan would seem to be mechalik between Tefillah and Hiro. Hiro Taka is Osir, and Tefillah could be his Mutzah. That's the din Yayin B'Seich HaSudah, is not Mishaker. Al Koponim, so he said, they drank a Revius, he can't be Mataneder. Im kein yitayl achaynu ad sheyofig yeneinu. V'til achayim gimul milim ad sheyigia lesulma shol tzu. Kiven sheyigia lesulma de tzu, yorad am gamlil men achamer, v'nis atev, v'yosha v'hita loy nidre. V'harbe dvorim lomadnu me'eise shoh. Be'eise shoh we learned a lot of halachas. Lomadnu sherevius yayin leitalki mishakel. He asked if it's a revi. So why is a revi? Is yain italki is mishake. V'lo madnu shiker al yoyre. V'lo madnu shederech mefigo es hayayin. V'lo madnu shein mefira nedorim loy rochu, v'loy mahalach, v'loy oymed, elo yoshev. That's what we learned from this maisa. Zogt Rashi, Rosesh Imail Rabbi Loi, the Sumisharzu, Maglois Har Gavoya. So now we're going to see why the Gemara brought this Maisa to begin with. So the Gemara asks, Ktoni Mias Shloisha Milan. It says, Al Kaponim, that you need a derech of Shloisha Milan to be mafik the Yayim. And he said before that Rami Barabbas said derech mil is mafik. And for the Gemara, shani yayin italki the mishaker tfei. Yayin italki is not Rami Barabbas was speaking about poshita wine. Poshita wine, a mil will take care of it. Yayin Talki is stronger. So a revius of Yayin Talki is a meshaket tvei. So therefore you need 3 mil. Tractus Vasemis Amoyradiki Kasha. He asks, so it comes out that, we'll see the Gemara is going to be medame. So a revius of Yayin Talki is equivalent to more than a revius of, I mean, it's stronger than a revius of Yayin. So a revius of Yayin Talki is like a revius and a half of Poshita wine. So Mamelis, he says, so the cheshbon should be that 3/4 of a revius of Yayin Talki should be Meshaker. So why did he ask him that I drink a revius? If you tell me Yayin Talki is a different type of a wine, so why, it's a stronger wine, that this is equivalent to a revius and a half. So why did he ask him that I drink a revius of Yayin Talki? Should have asked that I drink 3/4 of a revius. Asefrektus Vasemis. He says, the Gemara says in Yume, that a keseves is miyasev daita. If a person eats a keseves b'yom kippurim, it's miyasev daita. For oikbel a chaboshon pute, into someone else a lot. But less than a keseves, there's no yishev adas for anyone. As soon as you have a keseves, then it works differently. And oikbel a chaboshon, it's miyasev daita pute, and then a poshita person, it's miyasev daita tuve. So he says the same thing is tila revius, whatever strength the yayin might have, tila revius, it's not mishaka. As long as you have a shira revius, kach kimlo lechazal, now a revius is mishaka. Vikoyach, how much will be mishaka? How much you'll need to take away the effects of the yayin? That's totally if it's a stronger wine, a shvacha wine, but tila revius, nothing happens. Kach kimlo lechazal. So what are you telling me? That Yayin Talki al Kaponim is equivalent to a revius and a half. Bahoma Rav Nachman Amarabe Babu Eloishonu Ela Sheshosa Revius. Abu Shosa Yaisim Revius Koshkein Derech Terdostei Vishini Mishakrosei. So Memele, if you're telling me that this is stronger, so Memele, so what is the Eitzah of going 3 mil for kelt? Even 1 mil will be mekalko. 1 mil is mekalko already. Koshkein derech terdosoi. So what's the eitz of 3 mil? And for the Gemara, rochuv shani. That's if he walks a mil. If he walks a mil, it's terdosoi. But if he's riding, so then it's not terdosoi. He says, Alachoyre, the Gemara in this Lashon seems to hold as follows. That Be'emesin, a Rochov Mil is equivalent to Mahalach Mil. But if you drank more than a Revius, so a Mil is not sufficient. You need 3 Mil. But by a Mahalach, there comes the Tilcha of Hiluch counteracts the etzem hiluch, and therefore it's terdosoi. So if you have a rochuv which does not have the tirda of hiluch, does not have the teirech of hiluch, so then by more than a revius you need 3 mil take, but the chesorin of hiluch you don't have. So therefore rochuv is equivalent to hiluch in the mile of hiluch, but it doesn't have the chesorin of the tirda of hiluch. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Aval Yosem Erevitz, Vekivin the Yayne Italki Havi Meshaketve, Havalaki Yosem Erevitz. So the Shaila is, how could Hilo help? So he told him, Rochav Shani, the Einloi Teirach HaDerech, it doesn't have the detrimental effect of the Tirchus HaDerech in the Teirach HaDerech is matter. So Memele, so you have here the Maila of Shloshim Milin, but you don't have the Chesoron of the Tircha of Hiloch. That's the Maila of Roch. So now the Gemara wants to say a second teretz, Hashda the Osis Lahochi, since you're differentiating between Rechiv and Hiloch, L'Rami Barabi Nami Leikosher. So the first kash is not shver. We could say that Rochov Shani, that Rochov, that means forget about Yain Italki, that Yain Italki is a stronger wine. Afilo by a poshita wine. It could be Rochov, if we're differentiating already, so it could be in the second half of Moz, that Rochov is worse than Mahalach, by a revius. By Mahalach, so Mahalach Mil is sufficient to be mafik the Yain of a revius. A Rochov, you need a Rochov of Shloshim Milim. The Trashi, L'Romi Barabe Nami, the Omar, the Derech Mil, V'ochetoni Shloshim Mil, Leitikshe, the Rochov Shani, the Ein Loi Toirach, Olefikach, Ein Mefige Kolkach, could be the Toirach, also works in the Afogas Hayayin. So Memele, So Memele, it is not a kasha. So the first kasha is not shver. These are the two mahalchim in the Gemara. Frag the Gemara weiter. Eini. So the Gemara has a kasha now. The Gemara has a kasha that we see. There's another halacha that you can only be matan nedarim be yeshiva. Shemefirin the dorm leirochu v'loy mahalach leoymed al yoshev. Tak the Gemara eini v'omer Rav Nachman mefirin the dorm bein mahalach bein oymed bein rochu. We see that there's no difference what your matzav is. And for the Gemara tanoi, it's a machlokes tanoi. The ikel aman the omar poischin becharote. The ikel aman the omar ein poischin becharote. There's one man the yomer holds peischen becharot, and one man the yomer holds ein peischen becharot. The Oma Rabbe Bar Barchone, Oma Rabbi Yochanan, my posach le Rabbi Gamliel. What? How is Rabbi Gamliel matter this person's neder? Lahu gabre. So he told them a posik in Mishlei. Yesh boite kemat kerois cheret. A person with his bitis for sayim could be kemat kereis cheret. The loshen chachomim malpe. So he said pshat and posik as follows. Kol haboite roi ledoikre becheret. Anyone who makes a neder, he's chayiv misa. He should be killed. Elo sheloshen chachomim malpe. Let us not get into the ein peischem becherota, peischem becherota, which is an involved sugya. That'll mirtzah shem be for tomorrow. But let us just see how he was matter the neder. Kol haboite hanoider neder. It's a loshen levate b'sfasayim. Roi ledoikoi. Dilme loy mekayim loy. He's right to get killed. V'haynu pesach dekomalei. Ilu ha'yisa yodei. If you would have known. She'oso lindo. V'chayiv misa ata olop. Y'chayiv misa that you made a neder. Klum ha'yisa noida. If I would have known this is the chaymer of a neder, ela shaloshen chachamim malpei shematiren loy nidrei. Just want to say one nekude. Rashi says that why is one chayiv misa dilme loy mekayim loy? Maybe he won't be Mekayim. So if a person makes a neder and he won't be Mekayim, maybe he won't be Mekayim. So what's it? He's Chayiv Misa. Perhaps we can understand this. The Ramban in Parshas Matis, it brings a Sefri. The Sefri says, what is the difference between a neder and a Shvuah? So the Sefri says, Nidorim kenoider b'chayei ha-melech, Yishvuiz kenishbe b'amelech atzmai. But a neder b'chayei ha-melech could be, is not a dover poshet. It's a gewaldike chayme. There's a meredike sefer chasidim, and it's nois tov chof. The Gemara says, Nidorim menayin shenishboim l'kayim es ha-mitzvist, there's an inyan to be nishba, nishbati v'kayem l'ishba mishbatei tzitkecha, there's an inyan, a person should be mezares himself, nishboim l'kayim es ha-mitzvist. So the sefer chasidim says, b'zman hazain nishboim. Shemo yaver, maybe you'll be over, so you don't make a shvur. Aval harishonim im hoyu memisin oisam lai hoya oivrim al shvuasam. So the harishonim, the chaymer of a shvur, bizman chazal was, a person would be muchen to get killed, not to be over the shvur. So it could be that a neder, it's not a shvur nishba b'melech atzba, it's nishba neder b'chayei ha-melech. But also has a gewaldike chaymer. So a person should put himself into such a matzev, that there's a possibility, dilme loy mekayim lay, to be a tightrope walker. That means he's playing with fire over here. So that alone is chayim misa roi ledoy krebecheres.